Hi everyone, how are you? Welcome or welcome back to the Wellness and Self-Care podcast. So, before I start this episode, I want you to take this time while listening to relax yourself and to put all your energies in like learning something new about yourself. I hope you like this episode because it's about like self-love. So let's start. Okay, so today's episode is going to be about trusting, but not trusting in someone else. No, it's about trusting yourself. And that's called confidence. So yes, confidence is understanding that you trust yourself and your own judgments and abilities, and you feel worthy and important. So self-confidence is just a part of the big self-esteem and self-love that you have. Self-esteem is more than cope with everything around you. It's about love your environment and everything that is surrounding you, and of course, loving yourself. Okay, but why is self-confidence important? Well, it's important because it's vital in our lives, and you need to know that this exists and that you can cultivate it. So take these advices to learn and practice this. First, believe in yourself. This is the principal action to take care and love you more. You first need to believe in yourself, and then you will trust you. Second, be a risk taker. You need to try new things, and that's how you get to know all the things that you can do and you didn't even know. So what are you waiting to go on an adventure? Also, achieve all your goals or become them an habit. And don't think they are impossible. Just try to go behind your goals, and I swear someday they will be true. And this tip will make you a better person. Some people are struggling with this one, and it's that they don't admit their mistakes. So you need to admit your mistakes. Sometimes you think that you are always right, even in the moments that you aren't. So try to recognize when you are wrong. And yes, also learn from them. Also, always feel proud of yourself. When you do something new, when you win, when good things happen to you, when you achieve your goals, like all of the good happens to you, feel proud, and all of that will make you feel like good, and that's how you like get to have some confidence of yourself, because you trust yourself, you did what you did, and then you are proud. Learn to say no as well. Sometimes you feel the pressure of saying yes to everything, but that's low self-esteem actually. So if you love yourself and you don't want something, you don't like something, or you just are not interested in something, just say no, because it's not bad actually. You are all in the right of saying no. And learn new things. This is part of taking risks. In the last episode, I talked about how to be productive learning. And if you learn like something new every day, it will allow you to have some knowledge, and you will feel a bit more confidence of yourself because you just know something that you didn't know. Okay, and also have a purpose for every day, like your daily goal. You need to be like confident, and you need to know what you're doing and when you're doing it. So like every day plan it and then reach your goals. So challenge yourself this week. Try to do something new for you. Learn something new. Challenge. And practice daily affirmations of confidence or meditations. If you try to do this daily, you will actually feel a change in you. And try to write in a journal about how you feel, how was your day, and then you will like discover more things about yourself and you will feel a bit more confident. And I have these like questions for you that you can write in a journal the answers, or you can ask to yourself. First, say three things that you like about yourself. What is your favorite thing about your personality? What do you think your biggest weakness is, and how could you improve it? Is there something that you keep ruminating about what happened a long time ago? How would your best friend describe you? You are happy when you feel peaceful, when what is unique in your personality, and what goals are you working towards? Okay, so you can like pause and write the answers. It's like these questions, know yourself a bit more. And when you know these answers, you can be more trusting in yourself. And the last tips are: avoid negative people, use positive language, smile more often, make the best first impression, help someone out or make a volunteering, never be lazy, arrive on time, and last one, believe in yourself. Okay, and the tips from before, well, all of this goes to something that is called real confidence. Okay, but what is that? Well, real confidence is that you smile only when you mean it. Real confidence is that you are not afraid of silence and saying no. Real confidence is that you don't flatter. Real confidence is that you always love yourself. Is that you're not afraid of your weakness. Is that you do what you want to do. You don't judge others and you're not afraid of fail. And if you fail, you just learn from it. And today's quote is, confidence comes not from always being right, but from not fearing to be wrong. An extra one, what we think we become. Well, it's the end of this episode. I hope you like it. Thank you so much for joining and for listening. I love this episode because confidence is something that most of the people don't know, and it's really important to be a woman, a man, a person with some confidence, some trust in yourself. So I hope you take these tips to become a better you. And don't forget to follow on IG as Self and Well Podcast. Give a like, subscribe, bye.